Students have been calling on the chancellor to sever ties with Palermo since last November when the National Labor Relations Board charged the company with violating labor laws by firing workers who were trying to organize a union. Lingren Kong at the UW Student Labor Action Council says her group has presented numerous reports on the working conditions at the factory to the chancellor in support of their demands for ending the contract. They went so far as to visit the chancellor's house with a group of striking workers.
Even when he has been there and the workers traveled all the way from Milwaukee to deliver like a letter and to deliver one of these reports with all of these findings in it, so it's not that the facts aren't there, it's that he's refusing to look at it and he's refusing to accept it because it's not what he wants to hear.
Palermo's also has contracts with University Food Services at UW-Milwaukee, Marquette University, and the University of Iowa. Efforts to contact the chancellor's office for comment on the contract today have been unsuccessful. It's unclear whether university police will attempt to remove the students occupying the chancellor's office or allow them to stay. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.